Welcome to another episode with Glow Radio. Remember when we used to say that?
Yes.
It would be like Glow Radio. Anyways, this eclipse situation, I think it's like eclipse update round 5 at this point. It's actually getting a lot better. I don't know about you, JQ, but
I think so. I think it's like on the way up now.
Yeah, we're kind of climbing out of this, like, this hole. And I feel a lot more hopeful about life again. Like yesterday, I was listening to rave music and I was just asking JQ, I'm like, yo, we should go to a fucking rave. And now I'm just really excited to go to a rave.
Same. I'm so into it now. I was listening to rave music this morning.
I was dancing, but like my age has caught up to me a little bit because I was dancing, washing the dishes. I usually put headphones in because I need some like something to bop to while I'm doing chores. And I don't know how I moved, but I could feel my back that like tweak. It doesn't hurt today, but it hurt like at that moment. And I was like, oh my God, like I am definitely probably needing to stretch before we go to the rave.
We definitely need a warm up. I feel like we need to be warm.
Especially with, like those old people at a park. Like when we, well, I guess when we get to the venue, but we're like outside and we're just like doing like, I don't know.
Qigong.
Oh God. Yeah, but that aside, I mean, there is one theme that keeps coming up for me. And that's like being more vulnerable, being able to be perceived as stupid. Like, I don't really know how to say it. I'm not stupid, but be perceived negatively. Because I feel like at work, you know, everybody's got their personalities, everybody's got their egos, and you know, I had to be that person that I have to ask questions, and sometimes they may seem like stupid questions, but I have to ask them, like, you know, for my job, like that's part of my checklist is needing to make sure we go through like some of these monotonous, boring questions that other people get offended with. And I think that's a part of like vulnerability that I have to work with right now. And so today, there's one guy, we all know him, but as kind of like easily offended. So I had to ask the question. I always felt so sick pressing that send button. And then I sent it. And then of course, like I see a reply that's just like, okay, I kid you not, this is what it said. Okay, Clara.
Are you sure it was in that tone though?
I feel like after speaking with this person many times now, I'm pretty sure it wasn't like, okay, Clara. It was like, okay, Clara, because it followed with my, you know, years, you know, of experience with this, you know, and I was just like, oh man. And I don't think that ever goes away. I think you just always have to feel that.
That's so interesting. The way that you described it, it sounds like this person was a little bit condescending almost. Like, did you get that vibe? Because they're like, my years of experience. They're like, I'm so good because I've worked here for so long kind of deal.
Like, I know more than you. And yeah. I'm just like, I just have to ask. Like, I know I'm going to be asked for why I didn't ask. You know what I mean? So I was like, I have to do my part. So
no, totally.
I think it's just a feeling that just never goes away.
Yeah. And it's so, I feel like it's such a, like a two-way thing. Like, I feel like maybe your lesson is to like overcome this feeling, and then the other person is kind of projecting onto you because you're not asking them in a way where you are undermining them or whatever, but it seems like they kind of took it that way.
Yeah, 100%. And it's just, I just can't believe it. Like how I feel like no matter how you say it, especially like in emails, like it's always gonna sound different to the person reading it. And yes. Like you said, it might have been okay, Clara, but I don't know. I just really felt like it was like, okay, Clara.
I totally get it. And I feel like it just reminds me how sometimes certain people, when they say something, it just kind of triggers us more than someone else. Like if someone else were to say kind of something similar, do you ever experience that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like if one of my other coworkers wrote that, I'd be like, lmao, you know, like you dork, whatever. But then when it's like certain type of people, you're just like so like ick. There's so much ick.
Yeah, I always feel like when we get that ick, it must be also something within our astrology aspects, like towards the other person. Like maybe there's a lot of squares or oppositions or something that's like triggering. That's what I always think.
Ooh, that makes sense. Or maybe like because I'm a projector and that person's like a manifester or something. Mm. Like if we take human design into this too, where, you know, not everybody's going to be a generator and like jolly and like whatever, they're going to, and like how I sound like to other people, like maybe it's also me because as a projector, I'm very like sharp and
like unintentionally
penetrating, I guess what, mm-hmm. I forgot how they use the description, but maybe I trigger people because I am a five line and I am a projector and they're all like, oh, how dare she offend me? But I'm literally just here like, I don't care. I'm just asking because it's part of my job. Like I'm trying to do my checklist.
And you also have Mars in your first house. I feel like that offends a lot of people, like unintentionally.
Well, even when I used to go to like BCIT, go to school, and I would be sitting in like, you know, maybe like not first row, but like the second or third row, like a very common place to sit. Literally nobody was it beside me.
Oh no.
And I'm like, do I smell? Like, do I have resting bitch face? Like, how come nobody wants to sit with me?
Oh man, blame it on astrology.
I know.
You know what's funny? You say this conversation because it reminds me of the very angering conversation I was just having yesterday. Because I told you a little bit about it already, like with the travel agent.
Yeah,
and it's funny because, like, I'm like, okay, backstory. I'm like, am I the one projecting, or is this literally what's happening? Like, I feel like I never know anymore because, okay, I'm like really happy. I'm like calling this travel agent and I want to find out like what kind of packages and deals there are just to see if she can give me something better than my own research. And Sean was like recommending that I call to ask because I guess he's had good experiences. So this was a totally random person I found like in my city, Nanaimo. And then I call and then I'm like, hey, like, so I'm planning a vacation. I just kind of wanted to see what kind of deals you have. And then I kind of put it out there, right? Because I expect when I call a service provider that we're going to have a conversation. Like I kind of, maybe this is the generator part of me too, because I expect them to like ask me questions to like get to know better what I'm looking for. But right off the bat, I felt like she was very condescending and just being like, well, the way that we do things here, like we have to backtrack a bit and like figure out what you want. Like, what do you mean when you say deals? And I'm like, well, no shit. Like, you know, this is a conversation. I'm not going to just like call you and right away give you like an essay of my whole life story of what I want in a vacation. You know what I mean?
It's like, you're literally like, hey, just wanted to look for deals. Well, I need to know all these details. And that, like, no shit. Like, can't you be more personable?
Yeah, like, it felt very eclipsy because of the Libra eclipse that just passed. And I felt like, you know, Libra is all about building relationship. So maybe there was something, like, of that energy. But it just sounded like, it's like, this is your job. Like, isn't it your job to find deals for people? It sounded like I'm asking the wrong question.
Or maybe they get a lot of those people who are like, find me a trip for $500. Like, where do you want to go? I'm not going to tell you. You have to find me the trip.
I guess, like, maybe there is like projecting on both sides. And the funny thing is, so I had already researched a bunch of deals, and then I was looking in the price range of kind of like around 1500, and I actually found a bunch of options already that were around that price range. And she told me, she was like, oh, you're not going to find anything under 1900. But I'm like, I literally just found some last night. Like, I don't get it. So I was just like, bye.
Where is she getting her information
I'll just book it
from?
Myself.
That is so crazy. Like, how can somebody be so like, you're not going to find this? Like, but yeah. how do you know what my, like, is she referring to? Like, you're not going to find anything under 1900 if you want fucking red carpet lobster served to your door, like a butler washing your butthole. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
And it's like, she didn't give me a chance to answer the questions. Like, I felt like I had to interrupt, because she was like, oh, well, like, how many stars hotel you're looking for, you know, like what time of year, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, like I can answer you these questions. I'm not like, you know, like we can talk about it. I just thought it was very angering
so
to me.
Silly that they wouldn't ask you the most basic of questions. I feel like isn't there like a standard script? Hey, where do you want to go? What are you looking for? Cool, let me give you some options. Like, not just like, you're not gonna find anything under this. Like, well, did you look? Like,
exactly. And I think this is maybe like the Virgo side of me, because like I work in the service industry, right? Like as a server, and I feel like if someone is asking me for something, I'm like, yes, we can do that. You know, if I need more information, I'll ask them, or like offer them something else if I can't give them that. But it's like right away, it's like, no. But I'm like, this is your job to serve, you know?
Maybe they just don't want to work there anymore.
But anyway.
Maybe that was the universe's way of saying like, no, no, no. The deals you found are the good ones. Don't worry about other things. It's just trying to reroute you back to like your original plan.
Yeah, I think so. And like being a line one in my human design, I feel like I researched the shit out of things. So I'm like, I can just do this myself, which is also very like Aries, like with the Aries Libra energy.
I'm very like that too. And plus I'm very Sag. I'm like, I don't have time to sit here listening to you give me options and whatever. Like, if I find it and I see what I like it's happening. I don't need to sit here mulling over it and waiting for someone waiting on me hand and foot to like pick something.
I feel you. I think like I would enjoy building a long-term relationship like with like a travel agent or some, you know, if I was interested in that, and then we could like call each other. But I think like, you know, that takes time, and this person was obviously not the right fit, so I'll do it myself.
Yeah. And speaking of taking time, like even just finding a hairstylist, why is it so hard to find someone who understands what, like, you show them pictures, you show them all these things, they're like, yeah, great, I can do it. And like, I'm looking at my hair now and there's one section that is like very not blended and it bothers me every day, but I'm like, I already paid for a haircut. I don't want to go pay for another one. And so I'm just kind of waiting for it to grow out. But building relationships and like finding people who are your jam, I don't know why, I just feel like it's so difficult sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. It can be. I feel like it takes a lot of trial and error. Like if we think about everything, like dating, making friends, you know, finding someone to work with, I do feel like, I don't know, it's weird because I feel like there's two sides. Like sometimes I feel like when the energy is right and things are aligned, then you can find a really good fit. But other times I feel like it does take some time.
Yeah, I guess it's just, maybe if you were searching travel agents, you'd be like, travel agents who are nice. That would be your Google search. And mine would be like people who actually want to cut the hairstyle I'd like.
But all of this does sound very Libra themed with this eclipse energy and everything. So I guess we're going through that.
So today, that was a long intro, because today we actually wanted to get a little more vulnerable and ask each other some conversational starter questions. We found these on the app called Flamingo.
Yes.
Flamingo card or Flamingo? I don't remember.
I don't know. I think it's just called Flamingo.
So we saw these on TikTok and we thought it'd be fun to kind of jazz up the energies a little bit. This eclipse thing is being very Eeyore right now. It's very like depresso. So we wanted to try something else today.
Yes. So let me start it off by this question. It says, what song breaks your heart every time you hear it?
Oh my God. Do you have, I might have to look through my phone to find it.
This is hard. Okay, let me look. I feel like for me, it's going to be something by Lav on my Feels Heartbreak playlist.
I don't actually think I have a heartbreak playlist. I'm such a mood.
I quite like this heartbreak playlist because it's like, well, because I'm a Pisces and I like heartbreak music. It makes me happy. This playlist is the one that I made like right after I got out of my previous relationship. So it's always a fond energy.
I feel like I had a playlist like that. But now that like we're talking about it, for some reason, my brain just like misfires and I don't.
I remember you had one. Okay, I'm going to pick, for me, I will say one of these. Okay, I'm going to say Enemies by Lau. Okay, I'll pick three because they're all beside each other. I feel like Enemies, Getting Over You, or The Story Never Ends. This is very niche. I don't even know if a lot of people will listen to this music, but...
Oh my God. Well, if anybody needs sad music, please listen to that.
Yes, play those songs.
I am seriously struggling right now. Like, I don't know about you, but when I feel like maybe I feel put on the spot and I almost like dissociate. Like, suddenly I'm just like, oh my God. And I also haven't listened to sad music in a while.
That's okay. So, we can skip it for now if you don't have one.
I might have to circle back on this one. I'm literally scrolling through my phone and I'm like, what's a sad song? Do I even have a sad song?
It's hard. I feel like there's not really a song that makes me like want to sob. Well, unless it really reminds me of my situation or something.
What was the question? It was like, every time you hear it, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
See, I don't have that because I feel like if I'm in the mood for sad, like many of them are very like soulful and, you know, tugs at your heartstrings. But if I'm in a good mood and I'm listening to it, I just feel like it's a vibe rather than like, yeah, maybe. I feel like that's a very water question because you guys hang on to those emotions and you're just like, I want to be sad. But for me, I'm just like, I don't know if I feel like if I want to be sad, everything is sad.
Yeah.
If I'm not sad, then I'm not, then nothing breaks my heart.
No, I get it. Okay, we're moving on to the next question. Have you told anyone you loved them without meaning it?
Of course.
Well, I don't, like, it depends. Like, how deep is this question? Like, I feel like it's sometimes it's just a saying for girls. I don't.
Yeah, the thing for girls, but I guess like let's make it a little bit deeper, like relationship wise or something, then like for sure, fucking yeah. Like I feel like if you're like 16 years old, do you really even understand it enough to like say it and mean it, honestly?
Well, okay, in my opinion, because I am a water sign, I don't think I never meant it like when I said it, but I feel like my definition of love has changed over time. So when I look back, I'm like, I don't really feel like I really loved that person because I didn't really know what the meaning of it was. But I think at the time, I meant it with what I thought it was.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to be that technical. But I would say my words and my actions were definitely not matching.
So Sag.
I'm a Sag. Okay, I'm a Sag. So yes, the answer is just plain yes.
Okay, no moving details. On. These are so moody. Okay, let's...
Okay, like a water sign wrote these or something.
How did your first heartbreak change you?
Okay, well, I mean, I was 14 and I was sad before that, and then I was happy to be in that relationship, and then and I was just sad again. Didn't really change it.
That's definitely not a water sign answer.
I need to hear your like Pisces heart-wrenching answers.
Well, I feel like mine was very memorable because, well, it was actually with my previous relationship that I was in for 13 years, but it was because we were on and off a lot when we were younger. So the first time, this was like less than a year into dating, and I was 14 at the time, and he broke up with me. Like, I think this was probably 11 months into the relationship. And that was the first ever real like heartbreak I experienced. And I think it was just a catalyst into a lot of different healing things that I didn't know I would tackle much later, because I think it brought out a very codependent part of me, because I was like, oh my god, like, why are you leaving me kind of deal, which I feel like now I would never do that, you know. Like, I feel like I had no self-worth at that time, but also the other part of me started being like very guarded and then not wanting to really, I guess, be committed to someone because I was like, oh, like, they're gonna hurt me kind of deal.
That's okay. Now hearing you say it, I mean, I feel like I did block out a lot of that sadness and whatever. But I mean, during then I was still like living in a lot of trauma, a lot of abandonment wounds. So I feel like if there really was any a stronger, more definitive effect, it would have just pushed me further away from actually building connections and more so just like having surface relationships with people, because I didn't want to be hurt anymore. Because for sure it was really heart-wrenching. Like, it was very, very painful. But I think I was so good at blocking everything out already that I wouldn't say that it turned me into a person that, you know, suddenly I went from being really warm to just cold.
Actually, now that we're talking about this, I feel like I'm probably still needing to heal from that trauma. Because if I think about it, I feel like after that point, I was never truly like, I'm always ready to bounce, you know, before anything happens, because I don't want to be hurt first. And I feel like I'm kind of still like that.
But I feel like as a Sag, I'm always ready to bounce.
That's fair. That's true.
I don't know what it means to not need to bounce.
I guess it's a very Pisces thing too. I feel like Pisces need to be free. But I don't know, but I feel like I also am very committed at times, but I don't know.
This took a turn. Let's go to the next.
Yeah, okay, next one. We're moving on. Okay, this is like a better question, I guess. What's scarier? I feel like I already know your answer. Being alone or settling for the wrong person?
Okay, you answer for me.
I think it's scarier to settle for the wrong person.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm out of there.
Yeah, peace out.
Look at me funny. I'm out of there.
So sad. You're like, bye.
I literally feel like spend the rest of my life. Huh?
I don't feel like being alone. Okay, well, backtrack. I don't feel like being alone is that scary only because of the experiences that I've had at this point in life.
Yeah, I really learned how to enjoy like being alone. I mean, obviously it's not the best, but it's also like, why would you want to be with the wrong person? Good God, that's like, it's like pulling teeth every day. You might as well go to the dentist every day and have one of your teeth pulled.
I know. I think Well, for me, like, remember how I was so indecisive about leaving my previous relationship? But it wasn't because I was afraid of being alone. I was kind of afraid of the responsibilities. Like, oh, like, where am I going to live? I didn't want to live with my parents at that time. And, like, whatever. I feel like that was more so the thing that was causing me to want to stay in the relationship, not the fact that I was going to be alone. But I guess it kind of relates.
I think it's so funny. It's like, the only reason I'm in this relationship is because I don't want to be homeless.
Now that we say it, I'm like, oh my god, bitch, get it together. And I wasn't even homeless after. We, like, lived together 2 months after.
Yeah, I remember I had so many hookups for places to live. I had to maybe couch surf for, like, a week. And then it was like, oh, house sit for me for, like, a month. And I was like, okay. And then the next person's like, okay, house sit for me for a month. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
it was perfect. And then I would just, like, pack my weekend bag and be with you at those houses.
I feel like you stayed with me not even weekend. It was just, like, the whole time.
I know, the whole time.
Except when you went on those dates. But, I mean, aside from that, it was pretty much, like, I'll come home and you're, like, in the bath eating Miss Vicky's or something. I'm like, what the fuck?
God, I always forgot about that. Yeah, I was in the bath.
With that was a classic moment. That was a classic. So, yeah, I would rather be homeless than stay in a relationship that doesn't serve me.
Okay, moving on. Okay, this is such a Virgo question. What's the one what if that keeps you awake at night? There's so many for me, actually.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, well, I don't think all of these keep me up at night. But, like, you know, sometimes I'll think about things. I just think about, like, if I made a different decision at a point in my life, what would happen? For example, when I quit my first fashion marketing job to be a personal trainer full time, I think about, like, oh, what if I didn't quit that job? What would my life look like? Or what if my parents didn't move, you know, from Calgary to Vancouver and I grew up in Calgary? Like, what would my life be like? What if I left my previous relationship sooner? What would my life be like?
But does that really keep you up, though? Like, I don't know if these questions are just being exaggerating, like, ooh, or, like, because I feel like not very many things will keep me up at night. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh my god, and, like, ponder about it.
Yeah, I think it's just something that will, like, pop up in my mind, but I don't feel like it keeps me up.
Okay. If it's just things that kind of ponder, like, for me, it's always going to be like, what if I moved to Toronto? Like, like, if COVID didn't happen, like, that really was kind of my, I was pretty zoned in on that. It's like, oh, what if I, you know, didn't have all these shopaholic tendencies in the past, because that was kind of like my, what's that word when you're not feeling very good about yourself? It's like self-soothing mechanisms of just, like, shopaholicism. So I was like, what if, like, I went traveling instead, you know, use that money to go traveling instead? Like, oh, what if I'd already booked the trip to Vegas, but then everyone was going to EDC, like, the month before. And I'm like, oh, what if, like, I didn't go on, like, I just moved my flight to, like, the week of EDC. I had all these places to live. Like, everybody had their hotels. They're like, yeah, just come stay with me. I'm like, what if I did that? You know, but I was really scared to do stuff like that. And this is such a sad thing. I think all of mine are all related to, like, different types of schooling I could have gone to, and, like, different places to travel, or where I would have moved to. Those are kind of, like, the only things that keep me up at night. Everything else, I'm like, whatever, I don't give a shit.
I feel like it's so, because the way I think about it is, like, okay, because now that you bring that up, I think about, like, you know, last year, what if I didn't spend so much money on that business, like, on the business coaching that I realized I didn't even need it, and, like, you know, caused a whole conflict, whatever. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't really regret it necessarily, because I'm like, I wouldn't have learned the lessons that I've learned now. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, what if I didn't spend the money and then I could be traveling on, like, I could be going to Maldives right now with that fucking money.
Oh my God, yes. But like, it's one of those things where it's, you can't take it back, because like, I would never take back anything right now, because I'm like, everything led me to where I am now, everything that I've learned now. And I'm sure, yes, there might have been an alternative way for me to learn it, but I wouldn't take it back. Therefore, nothing keeps me up at night.
True. All right, moving on. Do you think there's a part of you that you've lost?
I lost the part of me. I don't know, it's almost like a good thing. Like, I've kind of lost that scaredy part of me. Like, a lot of things don't faze me much. I'm more weathered now. Veteran.
That's a good answer, actually.
Well, I mean, there's just so many. I know there are things that we've shed along the way, kind of like during our healing journey. But maybe I'll think of like a negative thing, or like something that seems negative. No, I feel like I'm awesome now.
Positive answer. Well, my mind.
No, I can't. I can't even think of anything negative. What?
Well, I feel like. Well, I feel like I talk about this all the time, but it's kind of changing now with the eclipse energy. Like, I feel like since I was healing so much during my Saturn return, whatever, I lost the part of me that was fun and like energetic. You know, I used to like to party all the time. And it was like, I really enjoyed that part of me because it was like fun and energetic. But for the last few years, I felt like I wasn't that way because I needed to heal all these things. But I actually feel that part of me coming back now as we're in this eclipse season.
I honestly feel like it's coming back for me too. That's why I was like, I don't really feel like I've lost that, you know, fun loving side of me. Maybe if you asked me a year ago, I'd be like, hell yeah. Like, I don't know how to be happy anymore, but I do feel like I'm circling back.
Yeah, I don't think I lost it. It was just hibernating.
It was just waiting for the right opportunity, because now we're talking about going to a rave or like going to Vegas. And I'm like, these are very doable things. And like, COVID took a lot away from us. It took away a lifestyle because everybody was forced to be inwards. And yeah, maybe... Yeah. You know, we're just kind of healing from that too as a society.
That's true, because I feel like I also didn't know how to go out anymore for a while, and I was healing so much anxiety and everything. It just felt different. But now I do feel that coming back. Like, I'm like, yes, I'm ready. There's always been that side of me. As much as I love lying in bed being alone, like, I also like to go out.
I think there needs to be a balance. Again, this is like that great Libra like lesson of the season. It's just learning how to enjoy both. Yes. Because it's necessary to have both.
It's so true. Okay, let's do one last question.
Ooh.
What remains unchanged about you since your childhood?
I think it's just the essence of being a Sag. Like, I keep circling back to this, but it truly is who I am. I always joke around. I'm always like doing silly things. I don't think that has ever stopped. Like, I've always just had this. Well, I was a little more shy as a child, I guess I would say, but I was still very willingness to be silly. Willy silly. Mm-hmm. That's me.
I like that. I think for me, it's like, I've always been someone who talks a lot. Like, literally my teachers in elementary would write on my report card that Jacqueline talks too much. And well, now I have me a too. Podcast. So talk to you, elementary teachers.
I just love being a shit disturber. Like, I remember, like, okay, we're talking back to, like, elementary school. There was this one kid who just wouldn't stop talking about, I don't know, he was asking a stupid question, and I literally, this was in grade 3 or 4, mind you. I turned to him, and I was like, I forgot his name, so let's just say it's Dylan. Dylan, I don't give a damn. And then he was, like, flabbergasted. I think his name was Sunny, now that I think about it. Anyways, whatever his name was, he was shooketh. And then he went to go tell the teacher that I told him, I don't give a damn. Because I'm such a shit disturber.
See, I feel like it's probably more penetrating because you're a projector. Like,
yeah, the teacher technically was like, oh, you're technically not in trouble. It's just, we shouldn't say the word damn. And I was like, yeah, okay. But
the teacher probably knew he was a little shit too, right?
Yeah, the teacher was probably lamowing because I was just like, Sunny, I don't give a damn. In like grade 3, like, I don't, just stop.
I feel like I was such a bully when I was younger. Like, this is like, I feel like it's not me anymore, but I remember there was this kid sitting beside me. I think his name was Kevin, I want to say. And he was just very, like, mischievous. Like, I don't think he necessarily meant to be, a bully. But he would do things that would annoy the fuck out of me. Like, throw eraser bits at me. And, like, at that time, I'm, like, a little Pisces, you know. I didn't know, like, what to say to him. And then, I started, like, I think he did it so much I started crying. And then the teacher, like, told him, like, he had to stop doing that. But then we switched seats. This is like such an example of like, if you don't heal your trauma, you're going to hurt other people. Because then I started bullying the guy that sat next to me after we changed table seating. I don't remember exactly what I did, but I think I just made fun of him a lot because he had all his textbooks on his desk all the time. I don't really remember. But then I think he started crying because I was making fun of him so much.
Oh my God.
A cycle.
Yeah, I could definitely say that for myself when I was, I think, 14 or 15. By then I was just like trauma party, you know. I would unknowingly take it out on people, like even like up until a couple years ago. I remember people always told me, why are you so mean? I was like, I don't even know I'm being mean, but I guess it was just kind of like my natural responses and reactions to everything. And then now, of course, I'm looking back and I was like, wow, I was a little asshole. But then people bullied me for being a bully. Like, I was rude to someone and then people would think it was unjust and then like be bullied to me. And then I'd be like, oh my God, I'm being bullied. You know what I mean? And then they were just like, yeah, because you're an asshole. But I couldn't see that because it was so, so much. What's that word? What is that word?
I don't know.
Defense mechanism. You know, like I was unwilling to be vulnerable, and I was unwilling to like open up and, you know, be open to being hurt. Because if you're nice to people, then like people could like, you know, be your friend and hurt you. So why would I want that? So I was a little asshole to everyone.
I get that though. It makes a lot of sense. It's like, it feels like a whole karmic cycle. You bully someone and someone bullies you.
So it has to stop with you. You have to be the bigger person.
Yeah. Heal your shit, peoples.
Except to Sunny, because I don't give a damn.
Sunny, if you're listening to this, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to find your Facebook. And I'm going to message you. I don't give to however many years later, I still don't give a damn. I'm sorry.
And Kevin, who threw fucking erasers at me, fuck you.
You should have thrown it back.
I know. Why was I like a little bitch? I swear,
because I'm so ADHD, but I was never diagnosed, you know, officially. And because sometimes I would just get in those, you know, moods, and I threw an eraser and I hit some girl in the eye, like, so hard. She was just like, oh, like, clutching her eye, like, tears, because it's like, obviously it hurts. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But like, I don't even know why I did it. I think it was just like, you know,
I get
just had a burst of energy.
A burst of energy.
And I kicked rocks at some kid's face too.
Oh God.
Because we were fighting to be the Monkey King. Like, you know, the Chinese mythology. So we were fighting to be, and it was like grade one. I remember very clearly. And his name was Steve. I remember this very clearly. And I kicked rocks. I kicked it. And I was like, I am the Monkey King.
Oh my God.
I don't deserve friends. I don't deserve friends.
Well, actually, I have a more positive story where I was a big bully to this girl in elementary, like so bad. Like, I feel like I got everyone to gang up on her. And then after, flash forward, I think this is probably in university or after I graduated, I found like a letter from her, and then I decided to reach out and apologize and like have lunch together, and like it was fine. Like, I don't know, we didn't really connect after, but I felt like it was, I needed to do that because I was so mean to her.
Oh, that's nice though. That is very positive.
I hope she felt better.
Definitely, I will definitely not reach out.
Well, yeah, no.
I do not apologize for kicking rocks in your face. I don't apologize to Sunny.
Fuck you, Sunny. Well.
Oh, what a turn. I feel better now.
Okay. Well, that is the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it.
And I just, man, if we have like a forum or something, I want to hear all these like terrible elementary school bully moments that everybody has, because they're hilarious.
Oh my goodness. I feel like there's so many more, but yeah, who knows? You might hear some more in the next episode.
Digging up past traumas.
Past traumas. Right, farewell, okay, Glow Gang.